Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Starlin. May I please start with your 5-digit zip code?
What's your name again?
Starling, Starling.
Starling, okay.
Yes.
You want my zip code?
Yes, sir.
23320.
That was 233.
20.
20. Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Well, what is Premium Alpha?
I'm customer support. I'm a third party for several different businesses. Once I can locate that account and get you to verify it, I can get you all the information you need.
Okay, my name is Andrew Swerzler.
What was that last name again?
Swerzler, S-C-H.
And could it be under a different name, possibly?
Well, I don't know, but I just got charged $92 for something I haven't left my house for today. And my computer's broken, so I didn't order anything online. And I'm getting charged $92 for something today from Premium Alpha. So we need to have a discussion here.
Okay. One moment, please. May I ask, how did you get this number?
From my credit card place.
Okay.
Because I'm calling a fraud on this.
Okay. And can you verify the address, please?
260 Red Cedar Court, Department 2C, Chesapeake, Virginia.
You said 260?
Yes.
That's not what we have on file, sir.
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to find out because I've moved since September. I've lived here now since in August. So I'm trying to find out what is Premium Alpha?
Okay. One moment, please.
And do I need to call Premium Alpha? I'm not going to pay a $92 bill. I have nothing to know with.
Okay, sir. I'm here to help you. If you can just wait one moment. I'm just going over some things, a different way to try to get you to verify this so we can continue with the conversation, okay?
All right. Let me put my speakerphone. Let me ask you if this was the address. This is where I was living before for a few months. 2303 Bolton Circle?
That is correct.
Chesapeake, Virginia, 23323. Okay.
Yes,
so
sir.
So tell me what Premium Alpha is.
Okay. I am showing the E-Rex FX and the Pureformax Ultra, the all-natural male enhancement.
All right, I need a phone number for that place.
This will be the number. As I said, I'm third service, so we deal with their calls.
Okay, well, cancel this thing. I don't know what it is. If it was, it was a one-time purchase.
You started off paying the shipping and handling $6.70 and $7.45. It does state in the terms and conditions we provide on the site. It's a 14-day trial. If you don't cancel, it will bill you the retail price, and it does become a subscription. I can offer you a 35% discount.
I want to cancel the prescription. Oh. I don't want it.
Okay, sir. I'm here to help.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand that.
All right, if you can just hold one moment, please. I'm going to note your account and get you a cancellation code, okay?
Okay, please. Thank you.
No problem at all.
And if I'm frustrated, please bear with me. I'm sorry. But I'm going through the middle of a divorce, and so I'm trying not, you know, I'm stressed out about a lot of things right now.
I understand. I have no problem, even if you continue to get mad, to remind you I'm here to help you. If that makes it better, I will gladly appreciate it. If it does not, I'm still going to be polite, and at least I tried, right?
I get you.
Okay, do you have a pen and a piece of paper close by?
I'm ready.
Okay, your cancellation code would start with C, as in Charlie. 258. 225183. Can you repeat that back, please?
C-258-225-183.
That is correct. All right. All right. Again, my name is Starlin. Thank you for contacting customer support. Have a great day.
Okay, so now this is going to be canceled now?
Yes, it is canceled out. You will not receive any more products or any more bills.
And what about this payment that just went through? Is that paying for future products?
One moment. I'm going to check and see. Okay. One moment, please. All right. I'm showing. Can you give me the date for that charge?
Today. At 11:42.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I bypassed it and I didn't scroll all the way up. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
All right. I am showing the product for today. Does not have a shipping number on it, a tracking number, so I will be issuing that full refund, okay?
Please.
No problem at all.
And how long would that take to get put back onto my card?
It should take 48 hours for your bank to clear it if I can void the charge. If I have to refund it, it takes 3 to 5 business days.
Do what you gotta do.
One moment, I will let you know if it lets me void it or if it lets me refund, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. All right, sir. Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Yes. Okay, they did not let me void the charge, so I did have to refund it. I can try one more time. Wait a minute. See if I can do it like this. Okay, yes. So I do have to refund it, and it can take 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. I just needed that taken care of, removed from my account. Don't want to be charged for that stuff. Don't want that stuff. So 3 to 5 business days, the money will be put back onto my card.
That is correct.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
No problem. Again, my name is Starlin. Thank you for contacting customer support.
Thank you, Starlin.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Yes.